everything.
Right.
And okay, so here we are now, and you know, this is a pre-recorded interview that we're doing, and right. just a couple
Hello,
days.
Future.
What's that?
Hello, future listeners.
Oh, hello, future listeners. Yeah, yeah, there you go. And the funny thing is that, you know, not so funny, but it finally happened. A couple days ago, the St. Hollywood announced, that's it, we're done, August 4th. It's been 11 years. It was quite the run. And the internet exploded, of course, and guys like me are dealing, and everyone are dealing with the aftermath of reconciling our memories, that sort of stuff. So now is the opportunity that I'm giving everyone to just share some memories of a club that helped nurture the Beach Bats' career here in Hamilton.
Yeah, 100%. Like, that was the bar that we considered our home.
Yeah.
For, you know, the majority of us, of, you know, our musical experiences growing up in Hamilton. We're both from Hamilton. You know, we've been playing together in different bands, not only the Beach Bats, for, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 years. And the first show we played at This Ain't Hollywood, I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
It was, we were still in high school. We weren't old enough to drink. And they, I remember going there and thinking, like, this place had been here forever. Like, it was like walking into an ancient Egyptian tomb with all this stuff on the walls that I didn't understand. And it was probably around, when was that, like 2010. It had only been there for a year, I found out later. But I remember we were too young to drink, but our drummer wasn't, so he got all of our drink tickets. And do you remember what other bands were playing that night? Do you have any recollection?
Bleecker Ridge. Whatever.
Bleecker Ridge.
Whatever that band was.
Whatever that band is, that's the band that was playing.
Bleecker
Ridge.
Bleecker Ridge.
Does that sound familiar?
I know. I'm going to have to. Well, you know what? If anyone from Bleecker Ridge is, when you hear this interview, don't be offended, because I will be Googling you later. Yeah. So,
right.
So you guys.
But that was our first show, yeah.
So you guys were like still in high school, what, like 10, 11, doing an all ages show?
Grade 11. Grade 11, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I was in grade 10.
Yeah, Chelsea would have been grade. If it was 2010, I was in grade 12, you were in grade 11.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
With Elephant Gun, that was our band at the time.
Oh, Elephant Gun! Ooh,
Elephant Gun!
Did you guys do like? What'd you do? Like a tight?
Cool.
Were you guys doing like a tight 20 up on stage, or was it a half hour?
I think it was maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. It was something like that. We couldn't have had more than 5 songs. Like when I think back to those early shows, I think like, what the hell did we play? Like, there's how many songs did we have? Three?
Maybe four.
4 songs.
You're right,
and then we would always do like, we'd cover like Eagles of Death Metal stuff. We'd cover, we used to do Funk 49 by James Gang, T-Rex.
Crazy. I think I like Elephant Gun. Elephant Gun might have to put in another appearance.
Yeah, reform Elephant Gun.
Yeah.
That was our first band, like, where we actually, like, went to a place that was a studio and, like, tried to record something original. That was, like, our first experience recording original music outside of a basement. And, yeah, listening to those songs now, it's a trip.
Well, there you go, man. So, okay, so you do the Elephant Gun thing, and you start out, you know, this is your first band, your high school thing. What's the evolution when it comes from Elephant Gun to you guys becoming like people checking out bands at the club? Do you have any shows that stand out for you guys?
Yeah,
the first one that stands out for me is, I think it was around 2015. We were just getting into this band, Reverend Horton Heat, the rockabilly band. And we were looking up his tour schedule, and he was stopping in Hamilton at This Ain't Hollywood, which was super cool.
I was like, what the hell? That's
so
sick.
We ended up going, and it was amazing. It was so cool to see him in such a small club.
Right.
And that was our first experience seeing him.
Yeah, that was the first time.
We've seen him multiple times since, but that was the first time, and it was really cool that he came to Hamilton, and This Ain't Hollywood in particular, because we've played that stage many times. So it was cool to see someone we admire playing that stage.
Yeah. Yeah, he came back like a ton of times. He just sort of suited that room and that vibe. What about you, Tony? What was your one of your stand-up shows to see?
That one definitely. Anytime Biblical has played there has been amazing. Like, I'm a huge Biblical fan. Those shows have been great, and like I've found other, you know, bands through just that scene and seeing like the opening acts for those for those shows. And then, I mean, a lot of the best memories I have there, and I love this, it just, like, shows that we played where it was, like, you know, it would have been, like, a snowstorm and, like, four people were there.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's still, like, feel good. You feel, like, at home, right?
That sounds like any music venue in Hamilton, Ontario that everyone goes through. You know, not just the St. Hollywood. There's a snowstorm.
Right,
there's four people. You have no choice but to have a good time if you're in the bar, whether it's the Casbah, the Corktown, or Absinthe, or Doors, or wherever it's going to be.
You're stuck here having a good time with me.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's it. That's final.
Well, actually, one time there was an ice storm, and we were called on last minute to fill in because a band dropped out at the St. Hollywood.
What band? What show was that?
It was with Dowdy Days.
Dowdy Days, yes. Our friends.
So we took the show last minute, and we went, and it ended up being a really good show and, like, a good turnout, too.
Because everybody was like, you can't drive.
Yeah.
So everybody downtown was like,
everybody,
well, let's go drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone just sort of did the ice skate down James Street North and then ended up at the club.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Tony and Chelsea from the Beach Bets saying goodbye. We'll miss you. This ain't Hollywood. I wish I could give you a kiss on the mouth, but I can't.
And thanks so much to Lou for giving us all the opportunity to play there over the years and have our favorite shows we've ever played be right here in Hamilton at this St. Hollywood.
Yes, and helping us build our local fan base and just giving us years of good memories and fun.
We're going to miss you so much.
Click. The worm waking up the wires, eyes open to a ground, doubting codes.
Two-tone red belted world, a watch with impossible passions of freedom, to which I am incompatible. Just another tool, locked amongst the projects abandoned. All the bones stripped and saved. Ain't observer only. I was built in the car.
It's a psychobilly freakout!
I'll tell you what it is.
it was good to catch up with the Beach Bats. Yeah, they're fun to interview and they're fun to talk to. I really enjoy having them up at the radio station. So hopefully, like I always say, eventually this stuff's got to go away. We can do a live show again at some point. In that set of music, you heard Biblical with the Gallows Humor. That was one of the acts that they said they checked out and they loved. Reverend Horton Heat, who's played the club a bunch of times with Psychobilly Freakout, and the Beach Bats' own track, Built in the Lab. Coming up in this set, more bands that have graced the stage here in Hamilton, Ontario. I should say the stage of This Ain't Hollywood. You will hear Simply Saucer with Baby Nova. Motem, who I have not seen in like forever, man. Deep Sea. Cowlick, the Hudecki clan, I call them. Love those guys. With the Instant Turbo Blues. Another track, Witches. It's not a curse, it's a cross. And I want to hear more from them, but I can't remember who was in that band to find more of the music. The Dinner Bells, River in the Willow, one part Monster Truck, one part Terra, Lightfoot, everybody was in that band. Brand Germain, great band. New Hands, they were one of my favorite bands back in the day, whichever way you have it as well. Canadian Winter, Breakfast on Bloor Street in this set of music. And the Arkells, Come to Light, one of their older tracks as well. Most of this music, I believe I pulled, I had it at one time off of the CNC music disc. And we did a bunch of those shows at This Ain't Hollywood as well. That was C101 and CFMU. And Harlan Pepper, one of my favorite bands, a bunch of knuckleheads, with their track, Give Me the Love, to start all these things off here on Steel City Music.
Stay. us from harm. And the wipers move like some waving arms. We were flashing headlights and coming cars. Put up in the distance, even in the day and night. We can make it to the morning. We can get things right. Instead of drunk old lately, I hate choosing sides.
Yourself. You ever have a dream and then try to tell somebody the dream you had? You wake up and be like, hey, here's what I was dreaming. And they be like, really? Really? So, unicorns and then what happened? That's the same thing as saying, I want to do something besides be what's already planned out. Plumber, doctor, lawyer, you know, dentist. There's a plan. This thing is like a leap of faith and you just keep falling.
Did you ever get the vibe closing in on your life's dreams from not long ago? It didn't seem likely. The whole world slowed down. Time freezing in that moment, I was flying at light speed. Took a couple tears, plus the blood and the sweat. The universe threw a little luck of success. I mean, who would have thought we'd make the front of the spec? And my dad asking if we hung with Parthians yet. February A mix, walk away the gates red. I'm posted at the court, I'm working on my fadeaway plan in advance. I should be out to aid, better get to stepping, or else I'm gonna be crazy late. Polo bag stuffed with flight clothes. Nearly missed my ride, I really cut it quite close. Tonight just I wasn't gonna shut off my phone. Walk in the door and holler, honey, I'm home.
Anything else would be absolutely cool. When the spotlights turn off, the crowd is coming home, the cash is coming.
maybe whole wheat toast with jam on the side. Went to Miles Davis, watched This Is a Shard Day. While we tried to figure out what to do with our day, out and about on the couch at half eight. But sure that I saw Jeff Bezos on last day.
feeling, it can't be denied. Can't say much about a standing wheel, 'cause I love that rolling feel. By and by, feel a call to home. Then I'm back on those roads I know. When all is lost, there's still one place for me. Take me to the river and the willow. Lay me down with a cloud for my pillow. If you depart and I broke my heart, there's still time after time. Never wanted to lose, like some might say. I'm standing here, it feels like I'll end up that way. I go to the ends of the earth just to ease my mind. A life without strife I wouldn't recognize. When all's uncertain, there's still one place. Lay me down with a cloud
deep sea, 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 deep sea. If you're looking for me, you can find me in the deep sea, 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 deep sea. If you're looking for me, you can find me in the deep sea. Murdered out, murdered out. Submarine, submarine. Periscope, periscope. Super clean, super clean. Good view, good view. At the surface, at the surface. But I look rarely, rarely, rarely. It's not worth it, no way. It does me no good service to view. So low. The surface, so deep. You can you see can deep sea, so deep, so deep. You can't see me deep sea, so deep, so deep. You can't see me deep sea, so deep. 600 meters, can you believe it? Or more, oh. The lore is, this poem was written by an oarfish. Deep sea, deep sea, deep sea, deep sea. If you're looking for me, you can find me in the deep sea. Deep sea, deep sea, deep sea, deep sea. If you're looking for me, you can find me in the deep sea. Deep sea, deep sea, deep sea, deep sea. If you're looking for me, you can find me in the deep sea. Deep sea, deep sea, deep sea, deep sea. If you're looking for me, you can find me in the deep sea. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, yay, ah, woo. Now you know about my
directions.
Tell me,
do you need instructions? Good night. Do you need instructions? Think you can hunt alone.
Such a shame, your brain's a vacuum. toxic, but I still love you, baby.
Is Hamilton's Alternative. 101.5, The Hawk FM.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Welcome back to Steel City Music, as heard here on The Hawk. Joining me right now is Brian from Blue Flugan, and I am told I am saying that correctly.
It is. Perfect.
Thank you. I was. It's one of those, when I was looking at the name, I'm going, well, it has to be just Blue Flugan, but what do these little dots mean again above the letters? I'm like, oh, God, now I got to, like, look all that up. This is going to be this is going to be a lot of work.
That was kind of a Norwegian where that term started from. You know, it's when it's so cold out that fire freezes. So and that was an old sailor's thing.
It's a sailor's thing from Norway called a blue flugen. That's how you got the name.
Yeah, and it was also based in like 1830 in southern United States. They use the term having fun like a flugen.
Fun like a flugen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you know, there's a third meaning, but you know, two is enough for now.
I think two is enough for this interview alone. I think that's a lot for us to digest, to be honest, Brian. Hey, so you know, now that we talked about the name of the band and everything, so tell me about how the Blue Flugen came about.
Well, I was in a band for a long time called the Mighty Masters of None, and we played at the St. Hollywood.
Right.
And quite a few times, and, you know, I played there in some cover bands, too, with, you know, doing the Clash nights and all that. But, you know, getting into this in Hollywood a little bit first, you know, Lou is always just the perfect gentleman. And I think I'd met him before that at the Corktown. He did bands over there too, right?
That was a while ago, yeah. Early 2000s, the Corktown, 175 Young Street.